A's find themselves in a five-run hole against the Twins on Sunday, but Oakland simply would not quit.
As Alonso laces this into right center field, that's going to score Davis. So the A's are going to get on the board on a mistake by the Twins. And it's a double RBI for Alonso, 5-1 Minnesota. Cologne's 1-1 on the way. And that ball's crushed into right center field. Long run, Granit still tracking. He'll look up, and that one's gone.
And the pitch, a line drive left field. Rosario in, now going back, still going, and it's over his head. He rolls to the wall. This is going to tie the game. One run is in. Davis scores standing. Chapman a two-out, two-run double, and it's 5-5. 2-2 pitch is popped up foul, third base side. Chapman racing over to his right. Chapman makes the catch and then hops into the A's dugout.
And if you get ahead, finish him off with a slider down the back leg.
Alonso drives one to right. Back it goes towards the seats and gone. And the A's walk off of the Twins 6-5 and 12.
6-5 is your final in 12. Those 9 walk-off wins for the A's are the most in the major leagues, and Oakland gets 8 1/3 scoreless innings from its bullpen in the victory. So the Twins cannot hold on to the early 5-0 lead. They have now lost 6 out of 7. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
Well, you know, anytime you get walked off, it's a tough way to lose a ball game. Today's game kind of mirrored some of the other ones on this trip. You know, we did a fairly decent job early in the game of pitching and putting some runs on the board, but we got a little stagnant offensively. And what we've been doing too much is letting these teams hang around. You know, we had a chance to, you know, increase the lead and not taking advantage. And, you know, right now the bullpen's, you know, we're trying to get the right people in there, but we're just having trouble getting those last 6 outs to close out wins.
Those late inning runs have been tough to come by the last couple games. Any idea of why the offense has taken such a slowdown midway through these games?
You know, it's kind of a general question. You can go individual to individual, you know, guys that are kind of battling a little bit. You know, sometimes I think guys get tendency, especially in tie games, to try to do a little bit too much instead of just taking a good at bat. But, you know, it's just one of those things that we, you know, really throughout the whole trip, you know, we've scored runs early in the game, but we can't find ways to, you know, to put any numbers up in the second half of the ball game.
Miguel Sano clearly frustrated with the strike zone. He wasn't the only one, though, that had to kind of voice some frustration. Was that becoming an issue on the bench at all?
Well, you're trying to pay attention. You know, I think some of those pitches might have been off. I don't think they were, you know, horrifically outside, but, you know, obviously he was given that outside corner. You know, it's one of those things where the frustration shows up, you know, for Doze and for Miggy. And those guys have had a little rough day other than the Dozier's home run leading off the game. So, you know, it's just one of those things you got to make a little bit of adjustment sometimes.
Trevor Hildenberger did a nice job, though. Has he proven himself? Will we see him in some big spots coming?
You know, Belial did a nice job. Rogers got a couple quick outs before the walk and the base hit. You know, Hildenberger's been good. I think, you know, the question for him is, as we talked about earlier, is that he's got a little bit of a different look to him. And, you know, I think, you know, the true test will be once he starts having to face guys over and over and see if they can make adjustments. Because right now, I think he's getting some pretty ugly looking swings.
Was there any thought to go with Kintzler there over Duffy or anything like that? Or was that Duffy your guy all the way?
It's a lot different on the road. I mean, there might have been a point where I would have had to go on there with a game tied, but I was trying to hang on to them to see if we could take a lead.
Was Bartolo's day kind of a silver lining for you today?
Yeah, no, it was very similar to his last outing. Looked particularly sharp early, threw a lot of strikes, relied on his fastball, movement, changing speeds on it with the two-seamer and the four-seamer. Yeah, you know, he got deep in the game and he came out with the lead. He gave us a chance to win. He did his job.
Did you mention about how Hildenberger gave you a little boost there?
Yeah, we talked about it. He's been throwing the ball well. I think he's got enough funk to his delivery and to his stuff where, you know, he's tough on righties and lefties. He got through a couple innings, especially after the leadoff double there to Joyce, and the pitch around that I thought was pretty impressive.
I'm guessing you covered this too. How baffling is it that you guys haven't been able to score after the fifth inning?
Yeah, we talked about that too. Where you been?
Elevator.
You know, it's our offense, we have some guys that are battling a little bit, and we find ways to put some runs up early, it seems like, but we just can't either add on or get a big hit late in the game to try to find a way to win. So it's just part of the game. It goes in cycles.
The Twins will now be off until Tuesday when they lock up with the Padres in San Diego. Jose Berríos will make the start.